Hello. We all know water is the most essential element of life, but do you know why millions of Iranians are deprived of decent access to clean water, despite the country's wealth of resources? That's what we're going to discuss in this podcast and find out how deep in crisis Iran is regarding SDG 6. SDG 6 aims to ensure availability and sustainable management of water and sanitation for all. With water protests continuing for days in Hamadan, it's evident the situation is dire for Iranians.
Well, the reports from the city of Hamadan in western Iran say that residents didn't have a single drop of potable water for 5 days. The only water coming from the pipes was dirty and not suitable even for washing. In fact, the lake behind the local Ekbatan Dam in Hamadan has dried, leaving nothing but a muddy wetland. The city's population of over 500,000 has been promised water supply from only 12 wells, which in turn is predicted to endanger farmers. But again, the regime is only concerned about its own survival. It wants to prevent the water crisis from evolving into a security crisis. We saw the same pattern in Shahrekord in the southwest of the country, where thirsty Iranians reached their limits after several weeks of water shortage and cutoffs.
The regime tries to cover up the big reality that with such a devastating trend, Iran's water resources will diminish within the next 50 years.
Well, this is too big of a reality to cover up. The local population in Isfahan has started to clear out its neighborhood ever since the regime opened fire on protesting farmers angry over their water quota and the drying up of Iran's largest river, the Zayandeh Rud. I must remind our listeners that many protesters, including women and teenagers, were shot in the eye on that day. And they've been scarred for life by the repressive state security forces and the IRGC. The drying up of Lake Urmia, the largest lake in Iran, and other rivers, lakes, wetlands, and marshes are there for all to see, and people are experiencing the water shortage every day. Iranians describe these phenomena as land death and a silent earthquake in the making. Now, why is this happening? Because the mullahs don't care about the people and the nature. They just focus on filling their own pockets and push forward the IRGC's unpopular strategies by its disastrous water policy and by failing to meet the country's water needs. The Iranian regime is creating waves of migration from villages and small cities and towns to the major metropolises, where people would have to live in the outskirts and slums.
Other countries in the Persian Gulf with drier deserts are achieving higher water technologies compared to Iran, and when the United Nations SDG 6 refers to water efficiency and water-related ecosystems, I cannot stop envisioning the national crisis at Lake Urmia.
I can tell you what's going on there. Lake Urmia in northwestern Iran is 140 kilometers from north to south and 80 kilometers from east to west. It was the largest saltwater lake in the world after the Caspian Sea until 2 decades ago. Sadly, 95% of the lake has dried up and disappeared. In 1978, UNESCO registered Lake Urmia and its ecosystem among the world's natural and protected monuments. The construction of 35 dams on 21 rivers pouring into Lake Urmia has had a significant impact on the drying up of the once flourishing lake. The regime is also killing the lake by pouring in polluted industrial waste. There's a huge void of modern water supply networks in Iran. The management is politicized and unwise, which has worsened the ecological crisis to the point of no return. The ecosystem issue is not secondary, but fundamental. Yet, by the current destruction of natural resources, Iran's authorities have shown that they are against the preservation of the water environment.
SDG 6 requires mechanisms for raising capacity for climate change-related planning and management. It focuses on women, youth, as well as local and marginalized communities. The goal is to provide sanitation and hygiene within water supply. What can you tell us about Iran in this area?
Let me run through a few staggering encounters women are up against. 100 villages in Golestan province in northern Iran lack access to clean and adequate water. This is one of the greatest infrastructural problems of rural women. There's no water pipeline, so inhabitants receive water by tankers with only 15 liters per person, received two or three times per week. As a result, they have no bathing water and use water where possible for drinking and farming. Often, people manage to take a bath every 3 months. Another example is the earthquake with a magnitude of 6.5 on the Richter scale, which shook the small city of Sisakht on the night of February 17, 2021. The city is situated in Kohkiluye and Boyrahmad province in southwestern Iran. The quake caused damages to 70% of people's homes, including to the homes of 200 women heads of households. Water, electricity, and gas supplies continue to be on limits with broken pipelines and water contamination. The regime has failed Sisakht's residents in draining the wastewater, putting off surrounding areas in extreme infectious disorders. Also, earthquake hit women in Sarpol-e-Zahal, one of the cities in western Iran, still live in trailers since 2017. There's still no decent water system to provide their daily needs. And it goes on. Residents of Sistan and Balochistan province in the southeast of the country have very limited access to tap water. 80% in the capital, Zahedan, have to deal with regular water cutoffs. Extreme water shortage has compelled many rural inhabitants to leave their home villages. It's important to note that Sistan and Balochistan is the second largest province among the 31 provinces in Iran. Approximately 700,000 residents have no water supply network. Some 1,261 villages are supplied by tankers with a per-person daily ration of 15 liters. At best, water tankers reach the village once every 3 days and cannot fulfill villagers' daily rations. The situation in 44 villages is so tragic they do not have pipelines and worn-out tankers bring them unsanitary waters. Unprecedented water shortage forced 13,000 residents in Sibo-Suran County to drink condensation from air conditioners. Nomad women don't have warm water in their wash basins and hardly bathe. Now, one bitter story still clings to me. A widow who had to sell her body to provide potable water for her children. The miserable woman then committed suicide. Now let's move to Khuzestan. Inhabitants of 800 villages in Khuzestan province in southwestern Iran don't have access to potable water despite their proximity to 5 major dams and 7 rivers. So you see that no matter where you are, in the north or in the south, in the west or the east, by the sea or in the heart of desert, a large portion of the population doesn't have access to safe drinking water in Iran.
I'm very certain you had to skip tons. We invite our listeners to visit thewomen.ncr-iran.org for more information. The NCRI Women's Committee report to the Beijing Plus 26 contains a lot more information. I would advise you to search for results on water in our website to obtain a better picture of the situation. Iranian people, and especially Iranian women, are convinced that for Iran to remain committed to the UN SDGs, the first step is to establish democracy. Thank you for listening. We wish you happy days.